It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Beniga. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Beniga, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer, who is here live and in person, even though the courthouse and his office is closed today.
County offices are closed, just like a bunch of other offices in town, because one, it's Martin Luther King Day, and two, it is cold.
That it is.
I walk paradise in here. You and Paul both got the flannel shirts on.
Yeah, we both put flannel on today. Looked pretty good hanging in the closet today. So
Yep. I just put on my heavier sweatshirt and some wool socks.
Yeah, it's like 31 below as we speak with the wind chill. So
Ain't nice. I'm glad I plugged in the block heater on my truck last night.
Sure, you put your stock.
It's amazing how much heat is lost from the top of your head.
That's what they say. Yep.
If you don't have hair, you notice it. You really, really notice it.
Well, I don't have that problem, but we won't, I won't say that anymore about that.
You can tell that I don't shave my head because it looks good. I shave my head because I am bald. I got about 4 days of growth on here, and you can see that there ain't much there.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
Just put a hat on.
I'm glad I fell out before it turned gray, though.
Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Yeoman 3rd Class Clayton Grant Larson. Clayton was born on November 11th, 1926 in Warner, South Dakota, and passed away February 5th, 2007. He was a Madison area resident. He entered active duty in the United States Navy on October 4th, 1944 in Minneapolis. Was honorably discharged just shy of 2 years later on September 25th, 1946 in Seattle, Washington. From what I could gather, he was worked in the recruiting office in the Seattle area, and so he was a Navy recruiter during World War II. But he did serve, did have some foreign and sea service in the Pacific Theater during World War II, and he earned the Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal and the World War II Victory Medal. So thank you, Clayton, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to the vets.
Yep.
Well, let's talk about the subject at hand. It's time to prepare for My Healthy Vet sign-in changes. Tell us about that.
Yeah, in 2025, veterans that have a My Healthy Vet online account will switch to using a login.gov or id.me account to sign into all VA websites and apps, including My Healthy Vet. The American Legion sent out a press release on January 15th discussing how VA will be transitioning to a hopefully easier login for veterans to access their health and benefit information. VA is transitioning to two sign-in options, and veterans need to create accounts to access health care information. Veterans who use My Healthy Vet or a DS logon to manage their VA benefits and health care online need to create a new secure account with login.gov or id.me. Id.me is I don't know the basis of it, but I know it's being used a lot in for like government and military stuff, and they verify military service and or government service, and I use it for a few different logins, and it's makes it pretty easy. Effective the January 31st, VA is transitioning to these two secure sign-in options to sign into all VA websites and apps, including My Healthy Vet, VA.gov, and the VA Health and Benefits mobile app. After January 31st, you'll still need to use your My Healthy Vet portal by signing in with a login.gov or ID.me account. Create a login.gov or ID.me account by following step-by-step instructions, or register for an account by going directly to either login.gov or ID.me. And create an account for either one. Both accounts meet security standards and protect your data, so only you can access and change your stored information, and both accounts let you use a single secure sign-in to access your VA and other government benefits and services. Also, you get some discounts, some shopping discounts using ID.me as well. So that's another added benefit there. Login.gov is government's one account provider for VA and other government benefits and services. The U.S. General Services Administration, or GSA, creates and maintains your account. If you create an account, you'll need an email address, a unique password that includes at least 12 characters. Everything's got these passwords.
Your uppercase, lowercase.
Yes, numbers. can't be more than three letters similar to your previous password.
Right. It's a Then he'll text you the code.
It's a pain in the behind these days, but you know, those hackers are getting smarter and smarter, so we got to get a little more creative. Anyways, first time you use your account to manage your VA benefits or information, you'll need to verify your identity with a valid driver's license or other state-issued ID, your Social Security number, and a U.S. phone number. ID.me, it's a simple website. I, capital D, dot M-E, is a non-government account provider that contracts with government and non-government organizations. ID.me creates and maintains your account. If you live outside the U.S., you don't. If you don't have a Social Security number or you don't have a current driver's license or other state-issued ID, you'll need to choose ID.me. If your account is on a plan that's not in your name and you want to verify your identity online, you'll need to choose ID.me. To create an ID.me account, you'll need an email address and a unique password that includes at least 8 characters. It's a little easier, with at least one uppercase letter, one lowercase letter, and one number. First time you use this account, you'll need to verify your identity with a valid driver's license, state-issued ID, passport or passport card, and a phone number. If you need support, I found a website. It's va.gov/resources/support-4-common.login/gov.
Yeah, they just have you figure that out.
Yeah, exactly. Or this will be in the Dawson Sentinel Western Guard this week, and you can copy that website off of the print. So, like I said, this will be in the Dawson Sentinel and Western Guard this week. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And that number is fairly easy.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-586-5838, or on the website MinnesotaVeteran.546-5838, or on the website MinnesotaVeteran.org. You know, I've been saying this number for 15 years. I should have it memorized by now.
You got it on one of your shirts.
I got it on a lot of my shirts, to tell you the truth. But you can contact our office. Normally, we're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, but we are closed today. And I will be out of the office on Thursday. I have a meeting in St. Cloud that day. But you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. Just call, make sure I'm around.
All right, very good. Well, have a good Martin Luther King Jr. Day today.
It'll be kind of a working holiday. I have I brought my laptop from work, and I have some things to look at. So,
all right, and we will talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Bettinger, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.